They threatened to hang me. They threatened to pull out my fingernails. They said I'd never see the light of day. I had to do three things in order to survive. Three things every day. I thought about my family that survived the Holocaust. I exercised religiously every day. And I found something every day to laugh at.
Did you think in those early days, boy, the U.S. government's going to get me out of here in the next week or so?
Oh, I absolutely did for the first 2 weeks. And then I said to myself, where the hell are they? Where are they? I didn't have any idea I'd be there for 5 years. I knew I was in trouble. I knew I was in trouble.
Alan Gross was attracted to trouble. He's 66, a native of Maryland, an electronics specialist who spent 20 years making the rounds of war and disaster, setting up communications for relief agencies.
And that's why we say when we would connect, when we'd align the antenna and connect to the satellite, we'd be lighting the candle. We'd light her up. And we did that in a lot of places.
In 2008, the place was Cuba. Gross was hired by the U.S. Agency for International Development. USAID is America's charity, delivering aid all around the world. But in Cuba, its mission was different. USAID asked Gross to set up independent internet connections for the Jewish community. Only 5% of Cubans were online. But bypassing government censorship was illegal.